Okay, we are here on a very windy field in at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, Arkansas, where the Memphis City FC has just defeated Little Rock Rangers by a score of 2-1, and perhaps more importantly, Coach Rafa Rodriguez, two huge away goals in the I-40 Cup. Talk about the importance of getting two goals on the road.
It's always a good thing to score two goals, especially when you score one so quickly. But we conceded one, so everything is not as good as it looks. So we have to be careful at home. Still got a lot of work to do. These guys haven't trained all week, so to come out here and get a positive result, that's always good.
It is the first time that we have defeated Little Rock Rangers on the field of play. They beat us once last year, and we had a draw last year. And in this rivalry between these two cities, it might be more important for the fans than it is for you guys. But anytime you're playing for a cup, it has to have some degree of meaning or something special.
Definitely, and that's what we try to tell the guys before the game. It's the first game, basically, of the season, and we wanted to set the tone from today. Obviously, we start training tomorrow, so having a win the day before, it's going to boost our confidence. And as you said, it's the first time we beat them, but we still got one more game. There's still 90 minutes left, and anything can happen.
So you got some guys who are coming in here in the next couple of weeks, and that's great. But talk a little bit about the progress that you've seen out of the group that has now played. Some of these guys have played four games together. Are you seeing a little bit of chemistry develop from some of the guys who have who've played a little bit together this spring?
I think so, but I think our main thing right now is trusting each other, and I think they're developing that. We don't see each other every day, so it's hard to do that. But you can see on the field the guys are together. They're a group now, and you can see the improvement on the psychological aspect. I think on the field there's a lot to do, but it'll come as soon as we start training, and we can get those things done.
Had a goal today by Mustafa Wada. Had one by Keba Dimba. But what about some of the unsung heroes? Who did you see today that you thought impressed, maybe in a kind of behind-the-scenes sort of way?
I thought defensively we did well. So when Diego went in, he was able to cover the space. I told him that he had to watch his side. He's a very offensive player, so when he attacks, he's not thinking about defending. So he did very well defensively. He did everything we asked him for. And also Oscar. Oscar is very young, and to come out here in a big stadium, it's very intimidating. So I think both of them did a lot of the job, a lot of the dirty work behind the scenes. Maybe they weren't in the action, but they were outside of the action, covering the space and make sure nobody ran behind them.
So we've got a big week coming up, another rivalry of sorts that we're going to be playing Nashville SC and their under-23 team. They had a lot of noise this offseason because they announced that they were going to be moving up to USL. So it's going to be NPSL versus PDL. And what kind of factors will you be looking at this week in training and hoping for as we're playing a team that has gotten a little bit of attention this offseason?
It's for us, it makes no difference. You can be PDL, you can be USL, it doesn't matter. We're going to go out there and put the best we have. So we're coming into this week, we're just trying to get the guys in and trying to see who can make it a training and who needs rehab and what else. Some of the guys are still taking exams, so we had a couple guys that couldn't come today exclusive because of that. They're studying. So this week is just let's see who is all in. Let's try to get one or two training sessions in and just go on the game and take care of business.
It looked like you moved Sean Rutter up into more of a number six role along with Mario Hyman, both of them playing a little bit of like controlling, holding, defensive midfield, whatever you want to call it. What was the reason for that tactical switch, and what did you think about what you saw there?
I loved it. We put those guys in there for a reason. We knew that if we let them turn and get creative, it was not going to be on our side. So we put Sean in there, Mario in there, because they're big guys, strong guys, and we had both Fernandos in the back that played fantastic. So we knew those four in there would really control the midfield and prevent them from what they're the strongest. Once they turn and get the guys on the outside in play, we could not stop them. So putting those guys in there worked perfectly.
Coach, a great win here on the field at War Memorial Stadium. 2-1, Memphis City defeats Little Rock Rangers. And we appreciate you stopping for a minute to join us here, and good luck going forward.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. I hope to see you guys in the next game.
Sounds good. Thank you, Coach.